Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome on today's fifth episode. It's drizzling outside. It's a bit nippy. It's a bit cold today, but it's a beautiful day regardless. It's the 17th of April, 2024. As per the rules of the show, today we're going to begin with what happened to today in history on the 17th of April. So in 1492, Christopher Columbus was granted a commission by Queen Isabella I of Spain to seek a westward maritime route to the Indies, leading to his famous voyage that ultimately resulted in the discovery of the Americas. Yeah, that's what happened today in history. And I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. It hasn't been easy. It's been tough. It's been difficult, you know, trying to come up with content, trying to get some engaging content for my audience. Like I always say, listen, like, share, comment, share on your social medias. We are building, this is our road to 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Subscribe, share on your social media platforms, get more people to listen to it. I believe in Ubuntu. We can only grow together. I cannot do this by myself. I love doing what I do. I'm very passionate about it. And if you love listening to what I do, if you just love getting information and discussing it with your friends or family, or listening to the podcast with your friends and family, just please share it on your social media platforms, share it with your loved ones, share it with your friends, and just comment, like, and subscribe. So today's topic is the School of Hard Knocks, lesson learned from struggle. I think each and every person on earth has experience with that, so that's what we're going to be focusing on today. In life, we often find ourselves facing challenges that seem insurmountable, whether it's personal setbacks, professional obstacles, or unexpected hardships. Navigating through difficult times can be a daunting task. However, and this is very important, however, amidst the struggle lies an invaluable opportunity for growth, resilience, and self-discovery. Like I covered self-discovery on my previous episode. So the School of Hard Knocks teaches us some of life's most profound lessons. I mean, that's where experience is gained. That's where maturity begins. That's where growth begins. One of the fundamental lessons we learn from struggle is resilience. When faced with adversity, we are forced to dig deep within ourselves to find the strength and courage to persevere. Each setback becomes an opportunity to build resilience muscles, allowing us to bounce back stronger and more resilient than before. You know, like as Friedrich Nietzsche famously said, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. I'm going to repeat that. That which does not kill us makes us stronger. If it doesn't kill you, it can only make you stronger. You know, it can only make you look forward to the next challenge, because you now have the confidence instilled in you that you can overcome anything. It all depends on how you view life, you know, your perception or your philosophy of how you view life. It all depends on how you act towards challenges and how you respond towards challenges. I was watching a pastor that said, responsibility is the ability to respond. So it all depends on your response and how responsible you are. Moreover, struggle teaches us the importance of adaptability and flexibility. In a world that is constantly changing and evolving, you know, the ability to adapt to new circumstances, embrace change, is very essential for survival. When faced with challenges, we learn to think creatively, explore alternative solutions, and adapt our strategies to overcome obstacles. This adaptability not only helps us navigate through difficult times, but also prepares us to thrive in an ever-changing world. You know, at the moment, we are faced with the world of technology, AI, people are losing their jobs, and everything is happening at a speed of light. And this is where the resilience comes in. What next? You know, what are you going to do with your life next? If you get laid off work, if you are losing people in your life, what next? You know, the most important thing is, what is next? You know, do you have the resilience? Do you have the strength to take on whatever is coming? Furthermore, struggle fosters empathy and compassion. I cannot stress this enough, you know. Struggle fosters empathy and compassion. When you have struggled, it becomes easier for you to understand other people's struggles. It becomes easier for you to have empathy and compassion towards other people. You know, when we experience a hardship ourselves, we develop a deeper understanding and appreciation for the struggles of others. This is very important. And I think this is, if you're listening to this, you just need to write this down, because I feel like this is where humanity went wrong. When we experience hardships ourselves, we develop a deeper understanding and appreciation for the struggles of others. You know, this newfound empathy allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, offer support and encouragement, and build meaningful relationships based on shared experiences. As we navigate through our own struggles, we learn to extend a helping hand to those in need, thus fostering a sense of community and solidarity. I mean, I cannot stress this enough. Understanding that your struggle, understanding what you've been through, understanding how much it tore you apart, understanding how much it hurts you to go through what you were going through, it can only make you understand other people's struggles. Because if you have been burnt by a candle, you will prevent your kid or your baby or your toddler to touch it, because you already know how much it hurts, you know. So that's where empathy and compassion comes in, you know, and fostering that sense of community and solidarity, being one. Additionally, struggle cultivates humility and gratitude. Struggle cultivates humility and gratitude. When we face adversity, we are reminded of our own vulnerability and limitations. This humbling experience encourages us to recognize and appreciate blessings in our own lives, you know, however small they may be. Gratitude becomes a powerful tool for cultivating resilience and finding hope amidst adversity. Gratitude becomes a powerful tool for cultivating resilience and finding hope amidst adversity. Even though sometimes it's very difficult to find hope in the darkest of times, even though sometimes it's super difficult to find hope when you are facing obstacles that are not like a mountain of obstacles in front of you, but somewhere, somehow, you have to find that light, even though it's not always bright. You know, they always speak about the light at the end of the tunnel, and a friend of mine was saying, what if that light at the end of the tunnel is a train? And I'm like, it depends on your perception. It depends on your perspective. It depends on how you view life. You know, it can, when you say that light at the end of the tunnel could be a train, it simply means that you've already given up all hope. You've already given up. You know, you've given in to your problems. You know, as we learn to count our blessings and focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we discover a newfound sense of joy and contentment. I think this is one of the most important things I need to touch on, because most of the time we focus on what we don't have instead of what we already have. We don't count what we have. And you must understand that someone out there is looking at your life and wishing they had the same things that you do, the same things that you overlook, the same things that make you go like, ah, at the end of the day. Someone is looking at your life and going like, I wish I had that. So that's where the sense of appreciation must come in, and the sense of joy, the sense of contentment. That's where it must come in, because most of the time people focus on the future that is not guaranteed and spend most of the time regretting their past that they cannot go back and fix, instead of enjoying the moment, instead of just enjoying the present. Because tomorrow is not promised, and you cannot go back in time and fix whatever happened in your past. You can only embrace what's right in front of you right now. And finally, struggle breeds growth and self-discovery. You know, it is during the darkest moments of our lives that we often experience the greatest personal growth and transformation. Hence, I always say, the biggest project you can undertake is self-transformation. That is the biggest project you can ever work on, self-transformation. Because having to reevaluate your life, having to hold yourself accountable, having to sit down with yourself and tell yourself the truth is one of the hardest things ever. Because your brain is so accustomed to how it functions on a daily basis. Now, trying to change that mechanism, trying to change that perspective is the most difficult thing ever. When faced with adversity, we are forced to confront our fears, insecurities, and limiting beliefs. And confronting our fears and insecurities is the most difficult thing ever. Being confident in your own skin, you know, having the right self-esteem, having the right confidence, that is the most difficult thing for everyone, for anyone out there who's trying to change their life. You know, and I always say change starts internally, then it shows externally. You can only start working. Pretense can only go on for so long. You can pretend that you're okay. You can pretend that you're doing good. You can pretend this. You can pretend that. But at some point, the external will show to the public that this person is really not okay. And again, it's the most dangerous thing ever to do that, to try to pretend that you're okay when you're not okay. Because we've seen a lot of people commit suicide when we were laughing with them and having a good time with them, because they were playing a part, you know, they were putting up a persona. We have seen a lot of people be in abusive relationships for 5 to 10 years, and no one knew, because every day they had to wear a mask that will hide their tears, their scars, and their fears from the world. We discover inner strength and resources we never knew we possessed, and we emerge from the struggle stronger and more empowered than ever before. This is the important part. Understanding that changing your mindset, you know, changing your beliefs, facing your fears, facing your insecurities, not only is it horrible, not only is it hard, not only is it difficult, but it somehow gives birth to those powers that you never knew you had, that you never knew you possessed before. You know, and to try and conclude this in a simple way, while struggle may be difficult and painful, it is also profound that imparts invaluable lessons. This is the thing with struggle. You cannot go and purchase a lesson from anyone. I can tell you about my struggles. I can tell you about my experiences. But until you went through your own struggles and experiences, only will you understand the value of those lessons. Through resilience, adaptability, empathy, humility, and growth, we discover the true depth of our strength and the limitless potential within us. As we navigate through life's challenges, we must embrace the lessons learned, struggle, and emerge from the school of hard knocks with wisdom, grace, and resilience. I think what we must understand is, I read a post that said, you won't understand the value of each drop of water until you have carried your own. This is why I don't like comparing struggles. I don't like comparing my struggles to anyone's struggles, because it hits us differently. We feel differently. We respond differently to things. You know, you can only have empathy and compassion when you are listening to someone telling you about their experience, their struggles, and what they're going through. You can only respond with empathy and compassion when you remove yourself from that, from their experience, and remove your experiences so that you can understand the pain. You can understand where they're coming from. So the mistake that we make is that most of the time when people are telling us their struggles, their experiences, we tend to try and match it with our own. And at the end, be like, but that's not bad. Just because you went through your own struggles and experiences. Our struggles are different. Our struggles are different. You know, you can have a lot of money and someone be poor, but you will have the same struggles. You know, the struggles of the mind have nothing to do with monetary things or materialistic things. It has nothing to do with that. It is the struggle of the mind. And sometimes we need to be able to remove ourselves and experiences from people's struggles and really listen with compassion and empathy and try and get a deeper understanding that this person is going through the most. This person is going through a lot. And I need to remove myself so that I can be able to be there for them. I can be able to hold their hand through their struggles because I understand the pain. It might be caused by different things, but at the end of the day, it's still pain. If from your point of view, you're looking at a person's experiences and troubles and you're feeling like, nah, but this is not something you should stress over. That is not your experience. That is not your problem. And as much as you feel like it would have not stressed you, it doesn't mean it will not stress the next person. So we need to remove ourselves completely when we are trying to help loved ones, family, and friends from their problems. Remove experiences. Remove the obstacles we have faced. Only then can we be fully committed to helping them with empathy and compassion. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been my fifth episode. My name is Olebogeng Motsanera and I'm the host of the Oleb Chapters podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. Please share this with your friends, share this with your loved ones, share it on social media. Remember, the dream is to reach 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We start slow. But if you share this to 10 of your friends and 10 of your friends will share it to 10 of their friends and so on, we can hit that mark before the end of the year. That's the dream. That's the goal. It doesn't mean if I don't achieve it, I'm going to quit the podcast. It doesn't mean that if I don't achieve it, I'm going to come up with a new strategy, obviously, to try and get to those numbers. I never quit. I get knocked down. I stand up. I embrace my struggles. I embrace my experiences. And I keep on moving. And I'm your host, Olebogeng Meklebza Motsanana. And this has been my fifth episode. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.